A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 21st, 2017. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the current voter registration campaign launched Monday countrywide using the new biometric voter registration kits. We are looking at what efforts have been made to encourage women to register to vote. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are live streaming on all our Facebook pages. So if you haven't liked us yet, please hurry along and like VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 so you can join in the conversation. If you're just joining us today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the current voter registration campaign launched Monday countrywide using the new biometric voter registration kits. We are looking at efforts being made to encourage women to register to vote. What are your views on the issue, sir?
Zimbabwe is using the BVR kits provided by Chinese company Lexton Group Limited. The country is expected to receive a total of 3,000 kits by the end of the year in preparation for the election scheduled sometime next year. Only 400 of the expected 3,000 kits are in the country to date, with the bulk expected in the coming months.
We're going to now take a listen to Mrs. Makarao on what efforts have been made so far by ZEC.
My office is at 63%. I think that's a good thing. Zvakare vanhu vedu havasati vanyatsonzwisisa maripoti atiri kuwana kubva mumaprovhinsi ari kuratidza ivo kuti vanhu vari kuenda vasina magwaro akakwana. Tinoramba tichiyeuchidzana kuti pakunoenda kunonyoresa kuti kuve muvhoti tinofanirwa kutakura chitupa chako nerimwe gwaro rinoratidza kuti unogara papi, ringave kadhi rekuhospital, ingave tsamba yakabva Never mean to credit now at that much, but not so that I read somebody my gifting, I'm not just some gifting now. Gava we know those who make it back to the Sabbath.
We were hearing there from the head of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, Justice Rita Makarau, who also last week when launching the program in front of President Robert Mugabe said her organization has been open to the public about its proceedings. However, the MDCT led by Morgan Tsvangirai has, however, challenged the proclamation of the voter registration exercise by the president, arguing that the Electoral Commission is not ready to conduct the exercise.
And also President Robert Mugabe launched the program last week and said his government was fulfilling its mandate by making the kits funded by the United Nations Development Agency, that's the UNDP, available despite allegations by the opposition and other civil society groups that the voter registration process lacks transparency and that last week's launch was illegal.
On that note, Star, today Justice Davidson Moses Foroma of the High Court ruled that the application presented by the MDC was not urgent and that the MDCT can seek alternative remedy. MDC lawyer Eric Matinenga, in his submission to the High Court, said the absence of servers to collate data from the voter registration exercise would breed a disputed election.
And the BVR exercise is expected to last 3 months, with ZEC saying it could continue to a later date. Some citizen movements led by women have also taken to social media to urge women, especially the youth, to register and vote in the 2018 elections. And Marv, I understand we have our reporter at the United Nations, Praxedes Jeremiah. She's with us now on the line.
That's very exciting. So before we go back to the voter registration kids story, we're going to be joined by Praxedes Jeremiah, who's on the ground, as Star said, at the United Nations. Welcome to the program, Praxedes.
Thank you.
I'm not used to calling you Praxedes. I'm sorry.
I just call me PJ.
Yes, PJ. Tell us, what is the mood like? We understand that President Robert Mugabe will be addressing today. What are you seeing on the ground?
There isn't much today because the people who normally protest when he speaks on the day that he speaks, they are not there today. Most probably fatigue, I'm not sure, because yesterday they did demonstrate, but the turnout number was a bit low. They were saying most people came over the weekend, and during the week, some people cannot take time off to come and protest.
And also, what are you expecting the president to be saying in his speech today from what you've seen happening over there?
Is they are keeping it to the chest. They are so tight-lipped. I even made some attempts to get the advance copy, but I couldn't. I even went to the embassy itself, but I couldn't get any copy. They say that the only person that can give you that advance copy is the president's spokesperson, Mr. George Charamba.
Yes, and PJ, you said there were demonstrators. Among the demonstrators, were there any women groups who are aware that the United Nations has some goals, like the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, which has to be achieved by the year 2030, did you see any woman who was putting the UN to task about achieving those goals?
Amongst the protesters, there were the women, mostly the majority of them were women. In yesterday's instance, for instance, the four that were protesting were women. And I also understand that there was a session on the development government goals, developmental goals, that was going on, but I couldn't attend that session. It was yesterday. And from Zimbabwe, there was a lady, Mrs. Nyarazai Gumbonjwanda. She attended, but I didn't manage to catch her because she returned to Zimbabwe yesterday after the session.
Okay, kodwa bebekhona abanye abatshengisela ngenhlupho ezikhathaza abesifazana lanxa kungayisizo ze-UN kuphela eziqondane leZimbabwe kumbe abafazi nje jikelele.
Iningi labatshengiselayo abatshengisele ngomgqibelo batshengisela njalo izolo, iningi labo bebengabesifazane. Bona-ke vele bakhala ngokuthi izinto kazilungisiswe labo abakudiaspora benelise labo ukubhalisa ukuvota, benelise njalo ukuvota besemazweni wona lawo kunokuthi babelokhu begada indizamtshina begibela ekhaya ukuthi bayibhalisa njalo baphinde bagibele ukuthi bayivote. Kwabakhala ngakho kathi kumele sinikwe ilungelo lonalelo elokuvota.
PJ tombopinda mururimi rwamai kuti tinoona mutungamiri wenyika vari kutarisirwa kutaura ikoko nhasi. Ko vanga vari kuratidzira variko here zviri kufamba sei nhasi?
Gore rino zvinenge zvakashanduka kubva gore rapera paya pavakaratidzira shungu rese kusvika nemusi wechishanu kusvikira mutungamiri wenyika vataura. Gore rino vakaratidzira nemusi wemugovera vavanga vakati wandei. Pakavawo nevaya veDisemba movement vachiratidzirawo nechepadivi. Nezuro vakauya zvekare kuya kuzoratidzira sezvo kutaura kwava Mugabe kwanga kusinganyatsosina kujeka kuti vachataura nemusi wechitatu here kana kuti nemusi wechina. Saka vakauya nemusi wechitatu nezuro vakauya vakaratidzira veDisemba movement wo vakauyawo vakaratidzira. Ndoruzhinji rwacho vanga ruri nevanhukadzi asi vanga vari vashoma-shoma. Pandakavabvunza kuti sei uwandu hwenyu hwakaderera kudai gore rino, zvanzi vanhu vari kuenda kumabasa mashifti uye nemari hatina kunyatsosangana nekuti kana pachinye pachiitwa musangano mukuru wakadai mahotera acho anobva aningirina anobva adhurawo, ndege dzacho dzinobva dzadhurawo. Saka vanhu havana kunyatsoda kubuda kuti vauye kuzoita kuratidzira uku.
Ivo vesangano reDisemba 12th movement vari kuenderera mberi here nekuratidzira vachitsigira mutungamiri wenyika, tichiona kuti nhasi vachange vari kutaura ikoko?
Sandakaona nezuro veDisemba movement vanouya kuzoratidzira vachida kuita kaunta avo vanenge vachiratidzira vachishora kana kuti vaine dhona zvavanenge vachida kusvitsa kune mutungamiri wenyika. Nekuti pavakatanga chaipo nezuro pavakanga vasipo, saka mukuru wacho weDisemba 12 movement akauya ndokubva avaona vakanga vachiratidzira vakatakura mureza weZimbabwe, ndobva anodaidza ivavo vacho vanozoita vanenge vachiti pamberi naMugabe, Mugabe long live Mugabe, ndobva avadaidza. Saka zvinenge zvinenge zvine chinangwa chekuti vaite kaunta kana pachinge paine vanenge vachiratidzira vachishora kana kuti vachigunununa pamusoro peutongo hwavamukadzi.
Ye, kukhonoko okuchoyo PJ ngolimi lesitshana, ungasichazela njela ngesindebele ukuthi abantu bayenzani khona ngapho? Lokho bekhona yini abatshengiselayo besola umbuso kamongameli Mugabe njalo bakhanya lokho bezaqhubeka yini azeyikhuluma? Ungasitshela ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala khona manje?
Ye, bona-ke abatshengiselayo abatsho ukuthi bafola umongameli Mugabe. Bona-ke batsho ukuthi balezikhalazo ezithize. Bona-ke bafuna ukuthi bayenelise ukuthi babhalise ukuvota besemazweni lapho abakhona ngoba sikhatshana lekhaya, batsho njalo. Injalo nokuthi lanxa banyezi banganelise ukuthi bahambe ekhaya bayibhalisa, kuzakuba luhambo olunye njalo lokuthi bayivota njalo. Yikho ke bona bafuna ukuthi ukubhalisa ukuvota kanye lokuvota kwangkhona kwenziwe ezigodlweni zommeli weZimbabwe emazweni abakiwo, bangaba seNgilandi, bangabe beseMelika, bangabe bese-Australia. Yikho abakhala ngakho.
PJ, to just round off, do you know what time President Robert Mugabe is supposed to have the address today?
It's actually after 3 and I'm not going to stay here for long. I have to rush there.
So on that note, I think PJ will let you go and, keep us updated. if anything comes up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All
right.
Ye kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi uhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama lamhla sixoxa ngokuthi kambe inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kuyini ezikwenzayo ukuthi zikhuthaze abantu ikakhulu abesifazana ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota siyananzelela ukuthi isikhathi esiningi abesifazana kuthiwa bahambela emuva kunhlelo ezinje ngakho lamhla uhlelo ngolweni abesifazana lisifonele lisitshele ukuthi lihlangana lohlupho olunjani lalabo abenhlanganiso ezizimele ukuyiba balwela ilungelo loluntu okuyiba bahamba phambili lisifonele lisitshele ukuthi lincedisa njani abesifazane ukuthi bayevota kumagumbi wonke khona ngapho eZimbabwe kodwa singakakhuluma okuningi ke sizwe ukuthi abanye abesifazana abake bakhuluma le Studio 7 bakhuthazana njani njalo bathi kuyini asebekwenzile ngohlelo lokuvota.
Omama siyazama kakhulu ukuthi this time sicela bangene omama ngoba siyananzela ukuthi omama beZimbabwe yibo abasebenza kakhulu futhi baningi. Kuqala omama babengcindezelwa kuthiwa omama bangene embhodini kuthiwa omama bayenze lokhu kodwa singananzelela ukuthi ngesikhathi esiningi ngoba baba nalaba sibafaka embusweni yibo futhi abasuka besiyawona izinto phezulu besenza i-corruption. Kulalutshwana ukuthi ubone umama o-corrupt. So siyacela ukuthi kathesi omama ababuye ngobuningi babo bangene esikhundleni omama ngoba futhi yibo abanganika obanye omama i-support.
Hey siyafisa ukuthi basukume ngobuningi ngoba thina yithi sile population eningi nxa sikhangela lapho esihlala khona la seZimbabwe yithi sibaningi siyakhuthaza kakhulu omama basukume njalo sikhuthaza ukuthi basukume ngoba thina abanye bethu sikhangela ukuthi sizabe sifuna ukuma sidinga losekelo lwabo so siyabadinga kakhulu ukuthi kabaphume ezindlini siyakwazi inhlupho ziningi but sizabalandelela sibaqogodele make sure ukuthi babuya bezorejesta.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi omama basukume ngoba yibo abazudubo lokuthi umntwana amele esikolo, umntwana amele adle. Ukuthi umntwana udle njani ludubo lukamama ubaba uyavuka emsebenzini kodwa umama nguye osala ekhangele konke. Omama bangena ezikhundleni ngoba umama engangena esikhundleni uyakwazi ukuqakatheka njalo umama ulozwela. Uyakwazi ukuthi omunye umuntu nxa ehlezi laphana kuthi ukuthi engabe kula into ayifunayo umama kamedlulu umuntu ambone ethwele nzima uyamlanda afika amkhulumise.
Ngingo-Aida Jele ngizela register ngile ncwadi yami eyamanzi ipulazi lesithupha sami esematerialeland imatopo.
Ye labo ngabesifazana ke ababebhalisela ukuvota njalo bekhuthaza abanye abesifazana ukuthi bebhalise ukuze bevote. Siphinde njalo saxoxa lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bona kuyini abakwenzayo ukuze bakhuthaze abantu ukuthi bavote.
Omama vele balesizwe ukuthiwa ungahamba uyevota kule mthina ekubonayo. Omama bayaqhuqa bayayisaba ukuthi kambe pho ivoti yabo izaba sifo okunganani lamagroups abomama abafuye imbuzi abenze izingadi. So amagroup ona lana yo aseyi-network ukuthi omama babe nendlela zokuxoxisana silama-area committees khona ezimbuzini khonapho lemazingadini kula ama-committee yo esiwasebenzisayo ukuthi omama kabahlangane babe nendlela zokuxoxisana ngokunikana information. Sesananzelela ukuthi ukuhamba imango kubomama imikhulu kungakho sizabiza ngamavillage abo encela ivillage siyiqume kabili. Uyasicabanga ukuthi imihlangano yethu iba labantu engayisikiste ine-village kumbe kuhafu ye-village okusho ukuthi nxa sesiyahlanganisa iwadi omama sebe sibahlanganisile khosela abadlula
labo abakhalanga ngencwadi zokubhalisela ukuvota ke kusukusela kwezokuzalwa kusiye ezithupheni lokunye
emihlangano yethu siyabiza osobhuku baba khona ngoba yibo kumele banike omama izincwadi. Isixwayiso esisinika osobhuku siyakwase osobhuku abaningi balokuzima bokubhala lawa amaphepha kabalawo so siyacela ukuthi omama ahambe kusobhuku engelo mntwana ongafika ayizwe amazwi kasobhuku abhale usobhuku abesefaka isidingo sakhe afake lesiginature yakhe usobhuku atshela umntwana lwana abhale ngoba osobhuku abethu abaningi ukubhala laso isikhathi sokubhala siyabahlupha kungakho umama nxa ehamba ahlahambe lo mntu ozakuyambhalela osobhuku bakuzwisisa khonoko. Inhlanganiso yethu yaba lenhlansa yokuba yokuvunyelwa kuthiwa yokuba accredited ngesikhiwa ukuthi senze ivoter education. Kungakho sizabe sihamba labaleZEC, sihamba phambi kwabo futhi. Nemva kokuregistra kasani ngoba after isimemezelo seZEC ukuthi bangaqeda ukuregistra, yathi futhi sesiya phambili ukuthi senze futhi more voter education ukuthi omama bahambe bayevota, bayakhethe, bakhethane futhi. Akethe ontanga besinikwa futhi training of trainers besibaqeqetsha ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza to mobilize each other ukuthi bevota, njalo sizama ukuba empower with information behambe betraina abanye. Kodwa ontanga basuka befele i-motivation ngoba into abayifunayo bena ukuthi lapho abaya khona bethole something to take back home, ngoba yebo ngontanga kodwa sebelethenish ende kabasebenzi especially e-district lapho esisuke khona last Friday. Ontanga abaningi phose out of 25-16 yonke bebengela maphepha, bebengela ama-ID. The reason being abazali vele bahamba kudala e-South Africa, so bona lapho abasele nabogogo nabomalume abasayenelisanga ukubathathela amaphepha, njalo sekube nje bacina bengasaphuthanga izifundo zabo iningi sebecine ngabo-grade 7.
Lapho sizwe unkosazana Sichasisile Ndlovu, umqondisi we-Youth Development Trust eGwanda, ekhuluma le-Studio 7 ngenhlelo abazenza ukukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi bevote, ikakhulu labesifazana khonapho. Njalo elibizwe kuqala bekungunkosikazi Juliet Nkiwane, yena-ke ngumqondisi we-Women Development Association in Zimbabwe. Yona-ke iyakhuthaza njalo iyafundisa layo, njalo iphiwe imvumo yokuthi izabe ibhalisela abantu ukuthi bevote.
Kune avo vachangopinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika zvekuedza kuti kukokoritsedza madzimai kuti vaende ivo kunonyoresa kuvota. Tiri kutarisa kuti chirongwa ichi chakatanga nemusi wemuvhuro cheBVR, uyezve taita rombo rakanaka pari zvino. Tine munyarikani wedu Muzvare Jesse Majome varimo muHarare, timbonzwa kuti zvivari kuzviona sei, zviri kufamba sei kwavari uku. Hello.
Hello.
Tinokuchingamidza ipa chirongwa Honorable Majome. Tiri kunzwa vazhinji vari kuti ivo chirongwa ichochi cheBVR registration chiri kuitika muHarare pari zvino chiri kufamba zvishoma nezvishoma. Zvii zvamuri kuona imi ikoko kuHarare?
Ndingatomboti chirongwa ichi chiri kufamba hachiri kungofamba zvachose, nekuti vheki yapitira ndofunga anonzi Mashura chaiwo, ekuti yatora provhinsi yese yeHarare nekukura kwayo neuwandu vari muHarare, vanhu vari muHarare, ikatitsvinira nekutipa nzvimbo imwe chete yekuti vanhu vaende vese mhomho yese yemuHarare iende kuMbare yese indoungana inotsvikinyidzana ikoko ichida kuzonyoresa kuvhota. Asi maprovhinsi ichiona maprovhinsi akaita sa Mashonaland East achipiwa munzvimbo dzinosvika hanzi fere 8, vanana Mashonaland West vachipiwa ma7, vanana Mashonaland Central ma7 ikoko, nana Masvingo 6 zvakadaro nekunana Manicaland. Asi Harare sezvaikonibulayo tona iri nzvimbo 1, tingangoti 2 asi tingati imwe chete tichitanganisa pamwe neyekusitungiza. Asi muHarare paMbare chokwadi, mhuri yese muHarare zvakaoma, uye hatikwani ikoko kunonzi chiri kuMbare kuti tindoita izvi. Uyezve ivo vezeki vacho pate zvavo vari kutaura kuti vari kuita zvekuseka chaizvo ngezveje, vanoonekwa mapepa mapepa anoshandiswa kuti munhu anyore chitsidzo chekuti anogara muHarare akapera, tizviro kutopera chaiko chipepepe chaiko chipepedhu. Zvinhu zvisina kumbotarukana chaizvozvo, hazvisi zvinoratidza kuti vheki pamwe kutadza basa here, kana kuti vari kutoendera mberi kuti vauda kuti vanhu vemuHarare vasavhote, nekusarudza kuti vari kuti vanhu vemamwe maprovhinsi akakosha kupfuura vemuHarare. Hazvimboitiki zvakadaro, suku hazvisi kufamba izvo.
Asi pane zvirongwa here zviri kuitwa sekuziva kwenyu kuedza kuti madzimai vawanikwe ivo vachienda kunonyoresa kuvhota?
Ndinofunga kuti ndinodavira kuti pane vanhu vakasiyana-siyana, nemasangano akasiyana-siyana anenge achikurudzirawo nepanogona kuti vanhukadzi vange achindo vota pamwe chete nevanhu rume pamwe chete nevanhu vese kuti vaende kundo register vei vanhu rume vanhu kadzi vese pane masangano akasiyana siyana ndiri kuti vachikurudzira zvisanganisa zvese nemapato ezvematongerwo enyika.
Aiwa, mombobata makadaro, nekuti tiri kunzwa kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwanga kuchiwanikwa icho kuchitoitika mirishonga nyanya muHarare. Mutori wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi akange ari ikoko kuna Remembrance kwamamuri kutaura kuHarare akawanikwa iye achitaura nevamwe vanga vari pachirongwa ichochi. Regai timboenda kwaari tinzwe kuti zvakafamba sei nezuro.
Vanhu vakawanda muHarare vanoti vatadza kunyoresa sevavhoti muHarare nhasi sezvo vashandi vekomisheni inoona nezvesarudzo yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission avo vari kunyoresa vanhu sevavhoti vanga vachiti havasisina magwaro ari kudaidzwa kuti VR9 forms ayo ari kusainiswa vanhu vachipika kuti vanogara papi chaipo. Mumwe wevanhu vakundikana kunyoresa ndimuzvare Chenai Dhausi avo vati vamwe vanhu vanga vachipinzwa nerweseri kuti vanyorese kuvhota. Mumwe wevanhu vakundikana kunyoresa ndimuzvare Chenai Dhausi avo vati vamwe vanhu vanga vachipinzwa nerweseri kuti vanyorese kuvhota.
Tauya makuseni na 6 hapana chiri kumbofamba nzara pesa tamboura moyo vamwe vaenda nekuvamwaramwa vagomboka vaenda mukatumu vari kungoti zvizvulaini ri kufamba vamwe vachipindira nekumabackdoor takangogara.
Zvichakadai zvinonzi mapurisa anorwisana nembonga mupopoto ambochevedzwa mushure mekunge vanhu vanga vachida kunyorisa sevavhoti vanga voimba vachishoropodza mafambisiro ari kuita ZEC basa mukunyoreswa kwevanhu sevavhoti. Vashandi veZEC vari kunyorisa vanhu paRemembrance House muHarare vaudza Studio 7 kuti chiri kukonzera kuti vanonoke inyaya yokuti vari kushandisa muchina mumwe chete kuti vakwanise kunyoresa vanhu sevavhoti vachiti vakatarisira mimwe michina nemivhuro. Vanoti nhasi vakwanisa kunyoresa vanhu 96 chete. Veruzhinji vakatarisirwa kuti vanyorese kusvika musi wa15 ndira asi vanoti kana ZEC ichinyoresa vanhu vasingasvike zana pazuva zvinoreva kuti vanhu vakawanda vachatadza kunyoresa sevavhoti pamberi pesarudzo dzegore rinouya. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Apa tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe mutori wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi ari muHarare. Asi regai timboenda tinonzwazve kuti kuchinoi kwanga kwakamira sei nezuro.
Vagari vakawanda vari kuenda kumahofisi eZimbabwe Election Commission kana kuti ZEC ari pakati peguta vachida kunyoresa kuvhota, uko vanosvikotaurirwa kuti vaende kumahofisi avo ari kunze kweguta pedyo netraining center. Vagari ava vanoti kwakaiswa nzvimbo yekunyoresa kure neveruzhinji. Mumwe mugari wemuchinhoi vaMark Munyoro avo vanoita basa rekutenga nekutengesa vanoti havasi kufara nenzvimbo yekunyoresa iyo vanoti iri kure nevanhu.
Dai vanga vachida kuti vhoteka vaitotiisira patirisi padhuze nepatitori dora vada kuona kuti inini savhenda kuti ndiende kutraining center ukako chida dhora ndinenge ratopesana nedhora so there is no need yekuti ndiende kutraining center ndongosiyana nazvo sekurejista zvacho ngazvive muvanhu like zvavaita kudhara zvaiva muzvikoro macentral muzvikoro mudhuze nemune vanhu vanhu vorejista.
Izvi zvinotsigirwa naamai Adeline Huchu avo vanoti ZEC inofanirwa kushandisa mahofisi ari pamudzviti mukati meguta.
Vanhu vamwe vakarejistirapa vakasvipta nesu nhasi handizivi hanzi chinoi makonde mangura vanoisa iko ndo district remakonde ndo zvinonetsa. I don't think twice nokuti vamwe kuti vasiye pasina apa zvakaoma saka they should have maintained the district chiita panyika padhiya vainge chipa kutanga.
Mumwe mugari vafarai chikore vanoti mahofisi ari kunyoreswa kuvhota ari kure uye vanhu vakawanda havaazive.
Ndiri kuti ofisi yeZEC iri kunzi yepadistrict level yakagara yanga isipo. ZEC yatinoziva isusu ndiyo iri paprovhinsi iri old court ndopanozivikanwa muchinhu kuti ndopane ZEC ndo vaitaura zvavo ndeyoti mashonal and west ukatoda kuti kudistrict koko ukatotarisa even furniture irimo muyemi toratidza kuti zvizvi zvatongouya panguva iyoyo karitoringori kamake shift kongori zvipfuure kudai yangagara iripo aimbosanzira ikoko ndivanani taisaiona nguva yesei.
Kunyoresa kuvhota kwakatanga svondo rapera nechishanu nevanhu vashoma vakanga vari nhengo dzinozivikanwa dzezvemapato ezvematongerwo enyika. parizvino vanhu vashoma vari kuenda pazuva kunonyoresa kuti vazovhota gore rinouya. Kunyoresa kuvhota kunopera gore rinouya musi wa 15 Ndira, uye sarudzo dzinotarisirwa kuitwa pakati pemazuva ekubva musi wa 24 Chikunguru kusvika musi wa 22 Nyamavhuvhu gore rinouya. Ndakanirira Studio 7 muchinhoi, ndini Asa Chigoriwa.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe mutori wenhau ari kuchinoi achitaura kuti kwakamira sei. Sa.
Joining us is our second guest, Sichasisile Ndlovu. She's the director of the Youth Development Trust. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, Ms. Ndlovu.
Thank you, Kandegile.
Yes, we realize that your organization is involved in educating the youth on the voter registration process, on how they should go about the voting process. How exactly do you target the young women, and who exactly is your audience? Are the young men coming up more than the young women? What are you doing?
What we have realized as an organization is that young women usually don't come out, don't actually like to participate in such processes. As an organization, we have managed to come up with a strategy that will actually entice them to want to participate in such programs. We have created a separate platform for young women so that they can actually interact and engage and motivate each other so that they can actually participate in such electoral processes and other life processes, including developmental processes. From the activities that we're carrying out, we have actually realized that out of the targeted numbers of 25 participants per training workshop, majority of the training workshops were attended by women, and they were actively participating, unlike before, which means that if they are given a space and opportunity, young women, they can actually gain their rights and determine their future destiny. They can actually participate in activities that have a future bearing, considering the period that we are in as a country. We have actually entered into an election mode where everyone, including political parties, are encouraging their followers to register and so that they can vote in the next election. So as an organization, we have been targeting young women in rural communities and in urban areas. But our main focus will be in rural areas because we have noted that there is a limited access of information. They don't even know what is BVR, what BVR entails. They don't even know. Those we have managed to train, they are now trying to castigate the information and conduct peer-to-peer education or BVR so that they can go and register during this BVR exercise that has started.
I
think we have a caller. It's named Tereri Aripano Panare. Makadi is a station.
Tiripo makadi zvenyuwa basister.
Aiwa tiri wadi titsanangurirewo kuti imi muri kuona sei chirongwa ichi, muri kupi?
Aiwa imi ndiri kuBotswana.
Mhm.
Chirongwa ichi chinongonamata kuti dai chafamba zvakanaka. Because we chese vada veZimbabwe tirikuda kuti nyika yedu iitewo zviri nani. Tidzokere kumisha. Home is always the best.
Muchaenda here kunonyoresa kuvhota?
Ndinofanira kuti ndikaona mukana ndinotoda kutoenda kuti ndinovhota.
Kana muri kuZimbabwe munobva kupi, uyezve muri kuziva here kuti senta yenyu iri papi nezvinodiwa kuti muende kunonyoresa?
Kana ndiri kuZimbabwe ndiri ndomahara are kuzvikumbisa.
Aiwa, saka muri pedo muri pa, pa teachers college up. Aiwa, tinotenda. Tina honorable Majome vari panhare. Pamwe mungambodawo kuvabvunza vari kuZimbabwe ikoko kuti kwakamira sei hameno zvamungade kuvunza. Honorable Majome muripo here apa.
Hongu ndiripo.
Tine muteereri wedu ari kuBotswana uko ari kuti ada kuwana achizouya kuzonyoresa kuvhota ikoko asi regai ambotaura nemi timbonzwa kuti pane zviri pamoyo pake here zvaangade kuvunza honorable.
Hongu.
Taura yenyu.
Isenyu honorable. I was a little bit of a kubiri zira kufari ziru. Mamacharamba akichagwa. Akichagabalo ngatisa mirirei. Nikutu kubiri zira kujinji. Kukuru kuru kusafuota kwevani.
Ayu watu notenda sisi patients variku Botswana uyeje honorable. Tiangu ita 5 minutes ne mitozu siye enyu muchienda asparijuno imbo. Basa imakadaru. Sir, we heard there from our caller from Botswana patients who was asking honorable Majome that how can she be assured that when she does register to vote, her vote will count. Mm-hmm. I think she was fearing because there's been so many issues in the past of, you know, the votes not being recognized, and you know what happened in the last election. So Honorable Majome came in there and said, people must not use that fear not to register to vote, because your life is now in your own hands. You need to go and register to vote and then wait and see how your vote turns out. Over to you.
Yes, and talking of fear, that's what one of the speakers in our last tape was saying in Ndebele. Mm-hmm. That was Mrs. Juliet Nkiwane of the Women Development Association in Zimbabwe. The organization has actually been accredited to engage in voter registration process, mm-hmm. and they are targeting women in the rural areas. So what she is saying is that women, most of them are afraid to go and register to vote because of various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Some believe that this BVR process will make it apparent whom they voted for and things like that. They are afraid of election violence. So they are doing a lot to encourage the women to go and register to vote. And another problem which she says they encounter when doing this process, mm-hmm. is that is when it comes to the birth certificates, the mm-hmm. IDs. You know that most people don't have those documents, especially in Matabeleland.
Yes.
But she's saying the actual problem is that some traditional leaders, mm-hmm. like the headmen, Osopo, who are supposed to write letters confirming that this person was born here, themselves, they don't even have those registration papers.
Oh.
And some of them are not literate. They cannot write.
Mm-hmm.
So the child must go with a child who can write, you know, who's at school, must go with the parent,
yes.
to the village head, mm-hmm. so that they can detect what they can write down actually what he's saying,
oh,
you know, translating
goodness.
From Ndebele to English and uh-huh. writing it down because they can't write.
Mm.
So those are the problems they meet. Let's find out from Ms. Nlovu what problems they have or when they are involved in this voter registration process. Yes, Skhasile Ndlovu, can you tell us what the problems you encounter with the youths are, especially when it comes to these papers? Are you still there?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes, I am. As you know, that Matabeleland South, most of our parents have actually moved to South Africa in Botswana in search of greener pastures. So most of the youth are staying with their grandmothers and their grandfathers, their uncles, without their parents. And then most of these young people have no birth certificate, and therefore they cannot go ahead and get IDs. So at the end of the day, they are willing to register as voters, but without these documents, they cannot actually be able to register to be voters. So what we are doing as an organization, we have been participating in a process whereby we are trying to conduct a survey to ascertain as to what extent does this access to documentation affect youth participation in social, political, and economic processes. And we have noted that majority of young people are not working, and therefore they cannot actually come to participate in their numbers in political processes, because for one to participate freely in such processes, electoral processes, political processes, it is believed that someone has to have some financial backup, some, you know, some status of some sort. So at the end of the day, this is the challenge that you are facing as an organization. As much as we are trying to capacitate them to stand up and claim their right to vote by registering as voters, mm-hmm. for the
impending election, we are facing the challenges because they are saying, fine, CYDT, you are saying we have to register and vote, but we don't have this particular document. What can we do?
Ngubambe umlomo khonapho. Manje inhlanganiso yakho ilawo inamacebo okuthi aqedele ezingxaki. Kukhona elibatshela khona liyakwazi ukuthi kumele aqala ngapi okokuqala umuntu ongalaphepha lelo njalo alandela ngapi kumbe lokho ayisikho kwena.
Okay, kunabanye esesiyanelise ukubancedisa. Abanye babe belawo ama birth certificates, but umuntu angkhona azafike 16 years engathathanga i-ID. Then labo balula ukuncediseka ngoba siyakwanisa ukuthi sibahambise e-registry, sibalayele ukuthi behambe e-registry, then befike e-registry betshelwe ama-requirements angkhona ukuthi banqavele usune 16 years sokumele uthathe i-ID. There is a long process though. Uyaqala uyethatha ama-fingerprints. Abanye bebesesaba ukuthi behambe emapholiseni ukuthi beyethatha ama-fingerprints kubonakale ukuthi hhayi awuzange uyenze icala phambilini kumbe ukuhlolisisa izinto eziningi. Abanye bebesesaba kodwa besibaqinisa kakhulu. Sike saba nenumber sibili yabantwana abangafika 10 abasuka eGwanda North endaweni zemachiya enkaje lenzimuni esibancedisileyo sibili bathatha. Then kunabanye abavele bengelangela into esesiyenza kathesi ukuthi sibatshele ukuthi hayi lingalahli ithemba. Abazali nxa bengabuya belincedise lihambe kubosobhuku lithathe ithini bonaba elihlala labo ogogo nabokhulu nabomalume abalihambise kubosobhuku belibhalela-ke izincwadi libe labafakazi elizohamba labo ukuthi bethi ngempela ngempela lo muntu siyamazi. Nxa umzali esela ese-South Africa umzali nakho siyanendisa ukuthi siphoxisane laye abuye nxa belambeliza kuzothathela umfana. But abaningi iproblem esinganayo ukuthi sebese-South Africa sekubona ngalithwani akunancedi ukuphenza ekhaya kuzothathisa umntwana ama-particular zona lawo.
Hhayi kuyezwakala Miss Ndlovu. Marvelous, I understand we've got our third guest, Juliet Nkiwane.
Maybe before we take her, let's go back to Honorable Majome, then
oh,
we can let her go.
Honorable
Majome, you've just heard what some of the organizations on the ground are saying about some of the problems they are encountering. What's your view?
My view is that we need to empower ourselves with knowledge of what our rights are.
Mm-hmm.
There is no need for anyone to be troubled by proof of residence, because I understand that issue keeps on recurring. The fact is, as the law stands now, as Zek finally agreed, anyone who needs to prove that they are resident somewhere does not necessarily need the help of a SOBU or anybody else. If they can find, if they can't, it's okay. If they can't, they go to the registration center itself. There's a form there that is used to fill in and draft an affidavit where the person swears that the address that they are giving is the truth, and that they know that if they give back a false address, it is an offense. They raise their right hand and they swear if they are of a religious belief. If they don't, they affirm. So, you know, let's not worry about proof. Let's talk about, you know, go and register to vote. You can make your proof of residence there by an affidavit so that people stop getting discouraged. That's number one. Number two, the issue of birth certificates and IDs, that's always a big problem. But I think they need to accept, for people to accept themselves now. Because in terms of Section 35 of the Constitution in Chapter 3, there are rights of citizens that we should accept ourselves. It says every citizen has a right to documentation such as birth certificates and identity documents and even passports. Now, I want to think that civil society organizations and Zimbabweans must accept these rights. We mustn't wait for them to be given. It means that something hasn't been happening all along. We've been letting the registrar general get away with murder, because these issues start haunting us when we want to vote. But as I said, right, even if it's going to court.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Majome, mochingoti mchidimbu msati maenda, kuru ziro ya munga panyanya mazimai, panyaya ya kukosha kwekuti vanyore se kufota ndeye kutichii.
Ii leo tunazimaenda kocha ngati yende kuno register kuno vota nekuti sasa ridzodzi nosubuda izvandikadzi vanenge vari vashoma vakaregistra asi tisakawanda munyika munomu ngati yende tino register kuvhura nekuti koma kuupenyu kunobata isusu uyezve vanhukadzi vane simba rekukurudza vana nevamwe vanhu vanochengeta kuti vanhu vavaende vanodi vanoregistra kuvota vasanetsekeni nyaya dzeproof of residence nekuti saizvozvo vanondonyora ipapo pazeki, affidavit, wopika ipapo yekuti vanogara. Saka ndei tinoregistra kuvhota.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Usanduke zvakanaka.
Tinotenda, honorable, muve nezuva rakanaka. Over to you, sir.
Yes, as I was saying, Marv, that we've got our other guest, Juliet Nkiwane. She's the director of the Women Development Association in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. an organization that has been accredited to conduct the voter registration process. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, Mrs. Nkiwane.
Thank you.
Yes, may you update us on what your organization is doing so far from the last time we spoke when you were telling us about the voter registration process?
What we are doing, we are still observing and we are still sending messages to various, to our networks, encouraging people to go and vote. And what we have noticed is voter apathy. People don't value voting anymore. So some of them, they don't even see the reason why they should go and register because they want to vote. They are saying they are now tired of voting. There needs to be another system of doing things. And they don't have the alternative. So what I think this BVR, we should maybe, if possible, they could stop it, start voter educating people en masse, because people, some don't even know that there is this process.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk of PVR, today I managed to go to certain schools in the Gwanda South, like in Talale, Mamhongola, Mawaza, Sankonjan. In those schools, I was surprised because I was talking to this other teacher. She was asking me what PVR is.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine if a teacher does not know what PVR is. Mm-hmm. Then we've got a task ahead of us. And these teachers are the people that we think are the influential in the area. They are the enlightened in the area. They should be telling people about what to do. They should be explaining issues to people, but they don't know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really pathetic to say we are doing a process that is not known even by the most influential people in the area.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if I may just come in there and just say, if you had an opportunity to speak to Zach right now regarding what you're seeing on the ground, what would you say to them, especially when it comes to, urging women to go and register to vote?
I would advise them to better pack the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And start by educating the public. That's my advice.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow in the morning, I want to go and speak to Mr. the District Commissioner for ZEC here. I'm sure I'll give her my sentiment to say this is what I've discovered.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like yesterday and the day before, they were still complaining of the low figures that were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
It is similar with this ID registration thing. In the schools that I went to, there were no queues. There were no people that were coming
mm-hmm.
to register. And they were saying they think most people have registered before this exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying people know. Are they aware of what they are doing? They say, no, they don't have weeks in time to go out to tell the people. Mm-hmm. They ask us to receive the people who come to register. So I think the bottom line is voter education is essential.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not only the organization that is doing voter education. Both the government and the organization,
mm-hmm.
organizations should come together and try to encourage the public and the non-partisan in this education.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is need for that. And mm-hmm. the political parties also. I think it's time for them to go out.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be voted. Who is going to vote when people are not registering? I think everybody should go out and encourage people to come and register.
Mm-hmm. Please hold on there. Kune avo vakateerera tiri kunzwa apo. Kune zviri kuitika kune dzimwe nzvimbo tiri kunzwa zviri kuitika kuGwanda. Uko vatanga tiri kutaura navo apo vari kutaura ivo kuti pavaenda pane chimwe chikoro nhasi. Vasvika ipapo kana maticha chaivo vasiri kuziva kuti BVR zvinorevei. Saka vari kukurudzira ivo kuti pari zvino dai sangano rezek. Richikwanisa iro amai Juliet Nkiwane vesangano Women Development Association in Zimbabwe vanoshanda ivo vari kuGwanda vanga vari kutaura ipapa vachiti dai ZEC sangano rezek ratanga radzidzisa vanhu nyanya vanoita zvekudzidzisa sematicha vanga vari kuti ivo pavasvika panga pasina vanhu vakawanda pachikoro ipapa uyezve pavataura nevezek vachida kufunza kuti zviri kufamba sei vanga vari kuti ZEC iri kuti iyo yakangomirira kuti vanhu vauye asi vanhu vazhinji pari zvino vaora moyo panyaya iyo kuenda kunonyoresa kuvhota havasi kuziva kuti sei vari kunzi ivo vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota ivo vane zvitupa zvesimbi vari kufunga kuti aiwa kana uri pavoters roll yegore rapfuura iro unogona kunge uchizokwanisa kuvhota saka ndozviri kutaurwa naamai Nkiwane kuti zeki inofanira kudzidzisa vanhu kuti kwete izvi zvatova zvitsva kana usiri pavoters roll idzva riri kuuya hauzokwanisi kuvhota mm-hmm. over to you
yeah ngezvinye ndlela nkosikazi Nkiwane ungabe usichi kuti uhlelo lololo lenzayo lokuthi liqoqesha abantu ngokuvhota lule mpumela yini laba bangabuyiyo labesifazana babuyi labesilisa babuyi liyaphumelela yini uhlelo lwe
uhlelo lokufundisa abantu ngiyananzelela ukuthi liyaphumelela ngoba sinakho ukuthi abantu bayafisa ukuthi kufanele bahambe bayeregista kodwa abangafinyelelwanga kumbe abangaphendulwanga imibuzo yabo bazasala belokhu bezitshela abanye ukuthi sivele sikhona abanye bazitshele ukuthi sikhathele abantu kumele siphume sonke sibili sizame ukucasisela abantu ukuthi ngabaphumi bayevota futhi nxa ngikhangela akumelanga sithethe kuphela omama engunazeleleyo obaba engikhulume labo bebebuza labo imibuzo yona leyo ebuzwa ngomama nxa obaba nje bengakwazi ukuthi kumele benzeni omama bahle bathule ngoba niyakwazi ezigabeni zokuthi lapho omama asiyomuntu okumele abe phunga ukuza imibuzo eminenginene ngezinto zonke ubaba kumele abe mnika impendulo so obaba abala mpendulo omama behlule kukubuza so mina njengenhlanganiso yabomama ngikubona kungumlando wami ukuthi ngisukume ngiphume ngimemeze wonke umuntu ubaba nomama ikakhulu omamanyana laba abatsha why ngisithi omamanyana laba abantu babethu bayazala belama-15 years kumbe bayekwenda belama-15 14 16 iyabe lenhlaseti oyembesedlule 18 bengelalutho abalalo omunye uyabevele engambhalanga lai-27 engelabhesetikete engelani nxa esefikile nxa wendele komunye umango ukuthi aqalise ukulandelela ukuthi ayedinga izincwadi zenezi uhla anyele umoya ahlale phansi akubone kuye kungamsebenzela kungakho kuyaswelakala ukuthi
Mainkiwani, sorry, we have to jump in there. Time is not on our side, but we really thank you for your contribution, because from your experience in Gwanda, we were able to learn that there is voter apathy, and also that people do not really understand what the BVR itself means, especially teachers.
Influential people.
So, you know, this is our role also as journalists now, to go out there and also just, you know, demystify this BVR exercise. But we'd like to thank Honorable Jesse Majome, who was part of our guest. Go ahead, sir, and thank you again.
Yes, and we, and Mrs. Nkiwane, whom we're speaking to, Mrs. Juliet Nkiwane, she is the Director for Women Development Association in Zimbabwe, and Chasusile Ndlovu, the Director of Youth Development Trust.
And our marvelous Ntlanganya, who you're here on the Women's Roundtable, saying, have a very good evening.
Mina lami ngusitha nekile mhlanga ngisithi, isale kuhle, sizadibana njalo ngolwesine oluzayo.